Run your law firm the right way. This is the Maximum Liar Podcast. Your hosts, Jim Hacking and Tyson Mutrix. Let's partner up and maximize your firm.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome back to another Saturday episode of the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. This is Tyson again, and I today want to talk about shared inboxes. They're called team inboxes. Sometimes we call them team inboxes. Other people call them shared inboxes. And I want to talk a little bit about those. And I want to talk about some of the tools that we use and how it might benefit you. All right, before I get into today's topic, though, I want to talk about something really cool that Jason Selk is doing in Miami. It's called a peak performance intensive. It's specifically for attorneys. I've worked with Jason for several years now. Jim is working with Jason. I will tell you the results that I've gotten personally, absolutely amazing. But he's putting this on June 11th, 2024. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's in Miami. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I did a similar event out in Las Vegas a couple months ago and really, really enjoyed it. Highly recommend it. It is June 11th from 9 until noon in Miami. It's going to be a really cool experience. It's not a huge venue. Okay. We're talking about 10 people. Okay. It's a very small, very close, very intimate setting where you're going to get a lot of hands-on, a lot of interaction with Jason himself. So I highly recommend it. Like I said, it's specifically for attorneys. So definitely recommend going to that. For those of you that don't know Jason Selk, former sports psychologist for the St. Louis Cardinals, he's worked with several sports teams. And it's really interesting. When you do your research on him, you'll see that he's turned teams around. Okay. And he's the sports psychologist. He's not the coach. So it's really interesting the results that he has gotten. And I can tell you, just like I said before, from personal experience, absolutely amazing. But June 11th, 2024, hopefully you can make it. It's going to be a great event. All right. So let's get to today's topic. And that is team inboxes, shared inboxes. And it's really a place where you can centralize and manage emails. For those of you that have teams, and as your teams have grown, you've seen how big of a pain it is whenever something is stuck in someone's email inbox and you can't get to it, even though you need to it. This removes that. So it improves your collaboration and improves the teamwork. It enhances your productivity because you're not having to wait on someone. And so this is going to allow you to, you know, reduce response times, get back to those emails a lot faster. As many of you do know, this is great for me because I don't like to be in my email inbox, and this allows the team to be in the inbox. That way I don't have to, unless I absolutely have to. So it's really, really good. The one we actually use, it's called Zoho Team Inbox. That's why we call it a team inbox. But there's a lot of different customizable views, which is pretty cool. So each person doesn't have to look at the same view. There's different ways of filtering based on the status of it, the priority, or the team member. What's also really cool is if I send an email and someone responds to it, I get a notification. So it doesn't give everyone a notification. And I've chosen to get that notification inside of Click, which is our equivalent to Slack, which is pretty cool. Somehow it realizes that you're the sender, and so it notifies you as the sender. What's also really cool is you can assign emails to people. So, and you can hand it off too. So let's say that I've been dealing with a certain matter. Let's say it's a discovery matter. Okay. Back and forth, yada, yada, yada. We've worked out the discovery. And the next thing we need to do is schedule depots. And it's all in the same email chain. Okay. I can then take that and then hand it off to someone else, assign it to them, and let them take it from there. Really, really cool feature. Another really cool feature is, and this is probably my favorite feature on this, is that your ability to chat about the email on the side, and it's actually attached to that email. And this way, let's say you have to have a discussion about the discovery or about setting depositions, hey, Quincy, here's the chat, hey, Quincy, we respond to this email and say, let them know that we want to take depots at our office, whatever it may be, whatever the communication may be. You can do that on the side. So it's not inside the email. It's on the side. It's on that email. So the topic that you're discussing, it's right there. So you're not having to go into somewhere else to find it. It's right there. That's a really cool feature. Another feature that this has that was not in, I don't know if how long Gmail has had this, but Gmail does have this feature as well, but they have this option of you can delay the email or you can snooze it, I guess, where it pops up whenever you choose to snooze it too. So if it's something I don't really need to look at for a week, you can snooze it and then come back to it. So it doesn't pop back into the inbox. I mean, you can search for it if you needed to search for it, but it's really cool where you can snooze it and then come back to it. Really like it. Oh, and something I didn't mention in those chats is that you can actually tag someone. So you put the at sign and then choose them as the options, which is really cool. That way they're notified of it as well. Another thing when it comes to assigning those emails, you can choose to follow an email or unfollow an email. So that way you're not getting alerted every time. And your inbox, if you just want to see the ones that are assigned to you, you can do that. You can just go straight into there, boom, the ones that are assigned to you. So our options on it are really, really cool where you don't have to see all the emails at any given time. You can just see the ones that you want to see, which is really cool. There's also the option of if I need to share an email with someone, you can copy the thread URL, which is really neat. That way, instead of you saying, hey, Tyson, can you go and respond to that email from State Farm Insurance? No, here's the thread. Boom, click. And the email pops up right away, which is really, really cool. An added feature, there is and I don't think it's called activity section, but you can see the activity on it. So you can see if someone opened the email, you can see if someone responded to the email. So it's sort of a condensed view of all the activity on that particular email, which is really cool. Instead of going through every single email and scrolling through all the text and all the signatures and all of the disclaimers at the bottom, boom, you just look and you can see, okay, we responded then, we sent a follow-up here, they then responded, a note was made here, all of that is done right then, which is really, really cool, which I like. Email templates, which is something that Google has now too. They did not until fairly recently, I don't think. I may be wrong about that, but email templates are something that's really, really good. If you're sending the same emails quite a bit, let's say you're sending follow-up to a demand that you've sent or follow-ups to discovery or sending discovery, you can add all that to the template. You may need to make some changes to the actual template, but that's fine if you need to. And these are just, shortcuts, save you some time if you're doing the same thing over and over again. What's also kind of cool is you can personalize things. You can have your own templates versus templates for everybody. So the firm has access to a bunch of templates, but you can also make your own templates if you don't want everyone to have access to it, which is another really cool thing that we use. All right. So tags, just a couple of things I just want to go over with it really quick. I'm going through an actual presentation that I did last year with the firm, and I just want to make sure I hit everything that I think would be beneficial to all of our listeners. And so I want to make sure I hit all those. Tags is another way where we can tag. We use actually the client's name as the tag. So that way we can sort everything. Everything's organized. We have access to everything. It integrates with a lot of different things. And that's something you want to make sure that you can have different automation rules set up with it. But anytime a type of email, especially when it comes to a team inbox, you want to make sure that you have access to other integrations because it allows you, especially your case management system, organizing it, all of that makes it a lot easier. And then I guess another thing I'll talk about is you can share an email. So let's say I draft an email and it needs to be sent by an attorney, but the paralegal drafts it. Okay. And I think that may be a fairly common thing, but you want the attorney to review it before it goes out. Well, and this is something that we do where the case managers will draft something for the attorney. The attorney will go in, take a look at it, make sure it's good and click send. Very, very helpful. That way the attorney's not having to draft that email, but they can go in there, get it done and take a look at it and it'll go out right away. There are different signatures, so everyone can have their own signature set up, which is pretty cool. That's a really nice little feature. So if you're worried about that, you can have your own custom signatures if you want it, which is also a pretty cool one. So from the owner standpoint, law firm owner standpoint, there's analytics and reports that you can look at. You can see who is responding to their emails, who's not responding to their emails. You can see how long people are in there. It's really, really cool. And so that's something from an owner standpoint, it's really good. You can also look at the activity log where you can see It's a separate thing. So you, of all the team inboxes that you might have in your firm, you can see all of the activity as to what's going on if you need to. Okay. Really good. Ours, we have encryption, which is obviously important, that we have the two-factor authentication. We also have role-based access. So we have control over all of that. Not everyone has access to everything, which is pretty good. But that is enough on this topic. I know I went a little bit long, but I thought this was kind of a fun one. I think maybe it's something that you can get some use out of, because it helps free up your own inbox. It allows you to get out of your inbox and allow the team to do the work, as opposed to just it all following on you. Especially those of you that do litigation, a lot of the litigation stuff is going to go straight to you, right? Even though it comes to you, the team is the one that has to work on it. So this is one of those things that it really does help free up that time. But that is enough for today. I would love to hear from you. We get a lot of texts, a lot of good texts from people, and I would love to hear from you. Even if it's just to say hi, make sure you put your name in there so I know who you are. But text me at 314-501-9260. Would absolutely love to hear from you. But until next week, remember that consistent action is the blueprint that turns your goals into reality. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. To stay in contact with your host and to access more content, go to MaximumLawyer.com. Have a great week and catch you next time.